Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count.
All right, Max Kaiser's here, and he's very informative, very entertaining. They got really serious the last 3 or 4 minutes.
I did. I was super serious. What happened? You know what it was? It was that potato soup. I had some of that cold storage potato soup, good for 50 years, and it gave me clarity. Suddenly I could see things clearly for the first time in over 3 hours.
Well, you know, actually governments are buying up all the storable food. Most places are already sold out, and we're selling more storable food than ever because of the coronavirus. And I just say it's good to have storable food to be prepared for whatever's coming in the future. And I think Trump is trying to prop things up because he inherited this mess. But if the economy goes down, that's when people really do need the storable food, and it funds our operation.
You know, I just want to say that you got deplatformed because Rachel Maddow at NBC and MSNBC realized that your audience was huge. Their audience was dying. So she's the new Alex Jones on MSNBC, and they had to deplatform you. That was a coup by the corporations, mainstream media. It's shocking. You should be back in full regalia on every channel as you were. The fact that you've been deplatformed is a heinous miscarriage of media injustice.
Well, we were definitely way more popular than them, but that's not saying much.
I'm shocked.
They were collapsing.
They were collapsing. Now Rachel Maddow is this raging lunatic who is trying to do you. She's trying to do your act, essentially, your Alex Jones. But she can't do it, and she's failing at it. And she went down the Russiagate hoax, the Ukraine gate hoax, the impeachment hoax, and they keep her on the air, even though she's a pale version of Alex Jones. Just go home already. Fire yourself. You're a disgrace. Not you, of course, Rachel Maddow.
Well, I'm not gay, but he's a good-looking man.
Rachel Maddow is Nancy Pelosi's intimate partner, and when they get down with some ultimate fish oil, it's a beautiful thing. And not even AOC can stay away from that union. It's like a threesome of socialism.
All right, Max Kaiser. Max, this is a shorter segment, long segment coming up. Let me just ask you a question.
Yeah.
Getting back into the economy.
Yes.
As you said, the country is very divided, but Trump is winning. If Trump hadn't gotten in, what would you expect to happen to the economy?
We would be at war with Russia because Hillary is a Russophobe, and she's a bigot, and she's a racist, and she's an anti-Semite. A level of racial hatred towards Slavic people. She's a Russophobe, and she would be killing Russians because she's a psychopath. And that would be the first
effect of a Hillary president. Well, there is a deep state hatred of the Russians. Where does that come from?
It doesn't really exist only in the minds of some conspiracy theorists because there's no reason to have this antipathy toward Russia. Russia is out there trying to do business like everybody else. It's not undermining anyone's elections. It's a country that we could have an amazing relationship with to help.
Bill Maher Friday night terrorism. Said Roger Stone was convicted for giving the WikiLeaks to the Russians. That no one's ever even said that. In fact, that's even backwards if you believe the lie. It's just pure crap.
Julian Assange is also somebody that, if we had a functioning constitution here in America, would be somehow rescued from being tortured by UK regulators who are sadistic, torturing maniacs. Same thing with Edward Snowden. I mean, Edward Snowden basically brought clarity. He told Americans what was really happening behind the scenes, as we should know. We should have transparency. He is essentially performing a vital function for democracy. He also is an American hero. And it's just not right that this mainstream media, Rachel Maddow, CNN, MSNBC, my old friend Alec Baldwin, who I had a friendship for 30 years, the second Trump won, he immediately disowned me, would never talk to me again, and started sending me emails like he's going to report me to the FBI because my show is an RT, even though he's been on my show many times with Russell Brand and others. So this is the level of psycho war that is being perpetrated on these poor victims, these poor Americans, these people that are being turned into bigots, racists, and anti-Semites.
Well, you told me you were there at the big after-party thing for Saturday Night Live, and that they were just crying the night that Trump won.
Yeah, they were in a puddle of tears when Hillary lost.
We're going to break back in 60 seconds. Let's talk about Hillary and that story.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we were just talking about the night that Trump won, 2016. You were there amongst all the leftists and Alec Baldwin and the rest of them.
Right.
They were just crying. It was like the end of the world just happened.
It was awful. Like Alec Baldwin, I've known for 30 years. And then suddenly Hillary lost and Trump won. And he doesn't recognize that Trump is an American archetype. He won fair and square. And the Constitution didn't disappear. But he suddenly lashed out. And he disowned a lot of people, myself. He disowned his brother, Stephen. You know, Stephen Baldwin and I did a show called The Great American Pilgrimage. And the point of the show was to make fun of Alec Baldwin for the entire series. And to just travel around America and poke fun at Alec for being such a crybaby and a sore loser. And so we made a show, and we didn't get into it to that extent, sadly. But that was the premise of The Great American Pilgrimage with Stephen Baldwin, was to make fun of Alec Baldwin for 16 episodes as we drove across the country, which was my kind of how I got that going on the air.
Let's talk about Hillary and Bloomberg. Obviously, we were talking about this last night. It's well known that he's doing this for her to position himself so that at the broker convention, he like steps down and she goes forward, or he becomes president, and then he steps down, she becomes president. They even said that they could have impeached Trump and Pence. They were going to have Pelosi as president, and then she would put Hillary in as VP, and then she would step down. They're openly saying this constantly. She really still thinks she's going to run. Talk about tone deaf. Talk about disconnected from reality.
Well, Michael Bloomberg is essentially a Republican, so I don't know why he's representing the Democratic Party, number one. Number two, this idea that the Democrats have been shown to be so dysfunctional, where you have the leading guy who's leading the pack is Bernie Sanders, who's at war with billionaires, who's on a platform of socialism. So the DNC parachutes in, changes all their laws to bring in another billionaire from New York to go to battle with another billionaire from New York, as if the end result of that won't be benefits to billionaires in New York. Obviously, all the billionaires in New York are going to cheer Mike Bloomberg Trump contest. Because they're going to be working in their interest. But the DNC is so obviously corrupt, so obviously undermined by the interests of big money. And Hillary Clinton is such a toxic loser and such a nefarious influence on this entire party that she's literally going to put them into political cold storage for a generation or two.
But they're so delusional, they still think it's her right to rule. And there's this cult of Hillary Clinton using the Epstein blackmail to still control people.
She has this sense of entitlement that it was her turn. And what's amazing is that what we saw with Hillary's loss is what she would have been as a president. So she's a conniving, backstabbing, sore loser. And usually when people lose, even Al Gore went away gracefully. You know, he didn't stick around crying and trying to undermine the entire political process. You know, if in America, we don't like sore losers. You know, if you go into battle and you lose, you walk away from the battlefield and you don't cry about it. And she just reinforces all the negative stereotypes about having a woman leader. She's setting women's rights back 20 or 30 years because she's failing to accept responsibility for her own actions.
So it was fake news when Newsweek said she was Madam President?
Yeah, and Nancy Pelosi is doing no great favor to women's movement either. I mean, she's not, you know, she doesn't respect the rule of law, the Constitution.
What do you think's going on? What do you think's going on with Bloomberg? Because he's been putting memes out that either make Trump look good or make Bloomberg look like an idiot, and now he's starring in a Mary Poppins play. Let's cue that up. This is not a joke for radio listeners. TV viewers will actually see it. And we played it last hour, guys. You guys cut the front off. Play it with the women cheering like he's God. And then he comes in and says, I'll make Americans behave. When, of course, the big joke is he's the nanny. The full video is on newswars.com. Cringe. Internet mocks Mike Bloomberg in bizarre stage play performance as Mary Poppins, the nanny mayor of New York. Here it is. There he is.
I'll tell you where I'm going. First, Iowa, then New Hampshire. Maybe I can get the whole country to behave.
I mean, is this a joke? He's got a hook on his back. He's flying around being worshipped by leftists. And these weird leftists are always into weird, like, 1930s-style plays. And they act and behave like ventriloquist dolls. And then he's, like, shaking dogs' faces. And then he came to Texas and tried to talk in a Texas accent. And they have experts writing him, like, sir, if you talk like this, they'll think you're a Texan. And then this Mary Poppins crap. I mean, he may be a space alien.
But this is all about unconscious marketing. You know what 4chan is, right? 4chan is a kind of a collective of young hacker-minded malcontents who there's no censorship whatsoever. They came up with Pepe the Frog. Hillary Clinton was convinced that Pepe the Frog was
a major enemy.
Was a major enemy and represented Nazism, and she started quoting Pepe the Frog, and that was part of her downfall.
And now they've gotten Brofist banned,
right.
and the OK sign. 4chan, stop it!
Right.
They're going to ban the alphabet.
4chan. So I think Mike Bloomberg is going to 4chan. He sees the wackiest memes over there, and he says, well, this is the way you get elected. You have to take the 4chan wackiest memes out there because somehow they hit everyone on a.
But he doesn't get how to do it.
He has advisors because he has $1 billion. So he gets to the advisors and they get into a room and they say, how are we going to win this thing? And they say, well, we know that the American public is susceptible to 4chan memes. So let's go to 4chan, see what kind of memes they're generating about you, and use that as our campaign, because for some reason that works.
And meanwhile, on Facebook, Twitter, Google, they're banning anybody who's pro-Trump, saying you're not allowed to have memes, but then Bloomberg could dump hundreds of millions on them.
Right. This is meme warfare. So it looks crazy and psychotic, but it's attacking people on their unconscious level and softening them up as a form of meme torture. So when they go into the voting booth, they feel like Stockholm Syndrome. They fall in love with their captor. They feel enslaved by these awful weaponized memes, and they end up voting for Mike Bloomberg.
But see, it's not working because I've been looking at these memes, and they don't make sense.
They're not supposed to make sense. They're supposed to disrupt your unconscious mind so that you feel enslaved to your master meme, the meme master, and it works. It worked against Hillary to some degree. She fell for it. She didn't weaponize
it. Yeah, but she was tailor-made to fall into it.
Because she was late to the party. Mike Bloomberg, because he's also a media-savvy guy, he has Bloomberg as a media empire, he understands the power of memes, he understands the power of 4chan and 8chan and all the spinoffs of these things.
Yeah,
and
the gingerbread one. That made me really like Trump more, actually.
Well, the memes are powerful on the unconscious level, so you don't know how they're going to impact people's behavior. Mostly, it's very disruptive, and you are in a place of where it's very topsy-turvy in what you thought. And it's the same thing in the stock market. The worse the coronavirus gets, the better for the stock market, because the worse it gets, the more money printing we'll have from the central banks that goes right into the stock market. So you actually want the coronavirus to be as deadly
as
possible.
That's the old thing. War is the health of the state.
War in this, yeah, exactly. It adds more free money to the top 2 or 3% that own most of the stocks.
Who then fund socialist ideas to further consolidate control, but actually building a group of people that will tear them limb from limb.
It's not socialism, it's neo-feudalism.
I agree.
Now, let me explain.
Neo-feudalistic capitalism.
Let me explain. So only when you have a wealth gap like we do now, it's really a feudalistic model, where not just most of the wealth is in a few hands, it's all of the wealth, and we are essentially serfs. You know, you were used to peasant uprisings in places like Venezuela. There's like a peasant uprising in France called the Gilets Jaunes. In America, AOC and the Democrats and Bernie Sanders, this is a peasant uprising against an entrenched plutocracy. So in that respect,
but the entrenched plutocracy is actually funding the old communist model as the resistance, knowing it's going to fail. When they're all posing as Black Lives Matter supporters, Jeff Bezos and people, they're actually funding Bernie in a way.
What his strength would be is to recognize that this is a peasant revolt, and we in America that are being victimized by the opiate industry, the healthcare plutocrats, the banking cartel, are drifting into neo-feudalism, and he should say, look, we are drifting into neo-feudalism. We are emerging as a peasant class, just like the peasant classes we've destroyed.
They're getting rid of the middle class on purpose.
Completely. Absolutely.
And getting a pliant underclass now that begs for the state for handouts, ending American individualism.
Right. Nobody wants to admit that they're a peasant. Certainly not 250 million Americans or 320 million Americans don't want to admit they're a peasant. So they're susceptible to meme warfare because they're in denial about their own peasantry.
MaxKaiser.com. Max, thanks for coming in.
I'm at Real Max Kaiser on Twitter.
And you're going to come back.
Real Max Kaiser on Twitter.
You're going to come back in April.
I'll be back in April, if not sooner.
But we're going to put you in a straitjacket.
That's fine. I've been in straitjackets many times.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I can't believe you found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, it's always great to have Max Kaiser in studio with us, but I think part of it is he does his international RT show. It's very serious, and then he likes to blow off steam and have fun here on this show. But things are really, really serious, and on air and off air, he was agreeing that this coronavirus long-term threatens the global economy, and it's certainly causing big shakeups in China. But I wanted to get Mike Adams on because in the last month that we've been focused on the coronavirus, I have really tried to downplay how serious things could be because I don't want to overplay it. But I got to tell you, the response we've seen has been over the top. The government saying everything's okay out of one side of their mouth, but massive preparations on the other side really concerns me. And now we're seeing that indeed they were covering up the real numbers of people that were sick. And now we've got major scientific institutions and major medical institutions saying the reinfection is happening and people get even sicker in the reinfection because it looks like it's mutated. So something big's going on here. Absolutely, Xi Jinping is using this to clamp down on political dissidents and move into Taiwan where their takeover's been unpopular. But there's something else going on. We know it's man-made. We know they've been covering up the origin of that. Now mainline news is saying it's man-made. So we've really been the cutting edge here with Mike Adams, another guest that we've had on the broadcast. Cruise ship coronavirus cases spike 30%, first death reported in Europe. Doctors warn of even deadlier coronavirus reinfection causing sudden heart attacks. Leading medical journal reports coronavirus highly contagious and more deadly than initially estimated. Bill Gates warns 10 million lives at risk as virus spreads to Africa, and Taiwan reports first death. China now censoring coronavirus critics in the U.S. We'll get more into that in a moment. China's disintegrating steel demand, property sales, traffic all approaching zero. I mean, if it is a hoax, it's the biggest hoax in history. But it is contagious. It is killing people. But I mean, are they over responding? Coronavirus could infect 60% of the global population if unchecked. That's the London Guardian. Xi's early involvement in virus outbreak raises questions. To tame coronavirus, Mao-style social control blankets China. Did coronavirus originate in Chinese government laboratories? See, that's now in Reuters. It's now the Daily Mail. It's now in the German news. No handshakes. Viral outbreak spook Asians. Places of worship. AP. Pets in China forced to wear bizarre makeshift masks made by owners amid fears they may catch deadly coronavirus. And there's just all taped up animals' faces looking completely dystopic. Mass hysteria? A hunt for clues in Hawaii after tourist couple falls ill with coronavirus. China desperate to stop coronavirus spread turns neighbor against neighbor. Avoid crowds over virus, Japan health minister warns. I mean, I got to go to Mike Adams and stop just reading all these headlines. Everything Mike said two, 3 weeks ago has now come true, okay? And we've been laying this out, so it's obviously big, but what is it? What's behind it? How bad is it going to get? Mike Adams, what's the latest? Tell us tomorrow's news today.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. I really appreciate your segments with Max Kaiser there. I apologize. I can't bring that level of levity to this because, you know, I've just been diving into the coronavirus. But I'm glad, I'm really glad that we could have a little humor today because it's about to get really dark for America. So, number one, first of all, in the last week, the CDC top person, the head of the CDC, Dr. Redfield, admitted that this was coming to America in the form of community outbreaks and that it would return essentially year after year, kind of like the way the seasonal flu keeps coming back mutated. So you have the head of the CDC admitting that this is going to become endemic in the human population, and it's only a matter of time before it goes across America. The CDC,
that's
right.
I forgot you said that on Friday, and you wrote about it at naturalnews.com, but that's so huge. There's a whole new class of virus that's clearly made in a laboratory that they tell us is this whole new thing we've got to just deal with now.
Absolutely. And as you just mentioned, the reinfection of this is more fatal than the initial infection, because what happens is during the initial infection, your body is slow to respond, slow to build the antibodies. If you survive that, and currently we believe that maybe 83-85 out of 100 people survive that first infection, if you get reinfected, what happens is your body over responds with what's called a cytokine storm. And that, combined with the initial scarring of your lungs from the first infection, is causing sudden heart failure. And, Alex, this, I believe, is what's behind those videos of people dropping dead on the streets, you know, where they die in 60 seconds and they just collapse. It's the second infection. It's the same virus. It's just that your body responds differently and you have sudden extreme heart failure and you're dead. You cannot be revived. It's over. So remember, I don't know if you've read reports about the Spanish flu in 1918. It wasn't the first wave that killed the, 50 million people around the world. It was the second wave. So even if we are lucky enough to survive the first wave of this, the second wave of infection could be even more devastating than the first. And by the way, I'm starting to get hints. I want to be careful. This is not confirmed yet, but we're seeing in the Asian media, we're seeing a lot of mentions of people who had been traveling to and from Hawaii later getting diagnosed in countries like Japan and Taiwan and Malaysia and so on. There seems to be some kind of link to Hawaii right now. Again, it's not confirmed. We're not aware of any outbreaks there. But if you think about the number of Asian people who visit Hawaii for tourism or business, you know, there are large Japanese-American communities in Hawaii and so on, then you begin to understand Hawaii makes sense as the first geographical place for this to really have sustained outbreaks in America. We hope it doesn't happen, but the evidence is sort of pointing in that direction. At the same time, right now in China, so many people are under quarantine or lockdown, it's now double the population of the entire United States of America, 760 million people under lockdown in China, and they're now starting to offer rewards if you narc on your feverish neighbor. So now this is full-blown communism, Alex, where it's like, here, we're going to pay you money. The state is going to pay you money to turn in your neighbor who has a fever or who's coughing or who just came from Wuhan and didn't tell anybody. So now we have this secret police culture where they're turning people against each other all across China. And on top of that, you want me to keep going? I've got more.
Okay, so you've got the floor here. It just, I mean, clearly there's something big behind this, and you're right. They're using it as a clampdown, but there are people for real just dropping dead, and that's what these reports, you talked about this 2 weeks ago, but now major medical institutions are saying that's what's causing is total cardiac arrest.
So a piece I put together, by the way, I just published 15 minutes ago a new piece that talks about how the coronavirus could alter the outcome of the 2020 election. We should probably get into that. Maybe you want to repost. It's up to you. But the Democrat cities, they rely on public transportation where you share common surfaces in subways and taxis and rail trains and, you know, public transportation, buses. Well, the coronavirus survives up to 9 days on a surface, viable. And also in liberal cities, you have sanctuary status, which means that once this gets into Mexico or other South American or Central American nations, you have people fleeing those nations who are infected. They're trying to run away from the pandemic. They're going to cross the U.S. border and they're going to be drawn like magnets to the sanctuary cities like San Francisco, where we already have a feces problem there. We now have scientists confirming that this coronavirus spreads through human feces. Another confirmed case in Hong Kong where it was spread through the sewage lines in an apartment building.
All right, stay there. Let's start over then, because that's really the big news, that this could affect the 2020.
3 weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, at InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Here, Natural News. He's been on target, like nobody else, really breaking all this down. It's been in the medical journals, it's been out there, but they've been really suppressing those and make people cover it up. But now more and more scientists, more and more people in the U.S. government are coming out and saying, no, it is man-made. And it's a whole new class of viruses that they say is like the flu, that'll just be mutating and bouncing around forever. So who knows how it really mutates later? Who knows what they've already done with this virus in the laboratory? And now we're going to see it unfold for years. We have the headline. It's up at Infowars.com. Hope people will share it. It's also at naturalnews.com where Mike first published it. Could the coronavirus pandemic drastically alter the 2020 elections? Democrat cities are the most likely outbreak hubs because of the rats, the feces, the needles, just the overall mental illness and filthiness everywhere. And they're giant destinations for people pouring out of the third world with all sorts of other diseases that also lower the immune system. Mike, lay it out for them.
Well, there are really two big risks. One set of risks works against the Democrats and the other against Trump. First, in terms of infections, the Democrat cities are the high-density areas that are most likely to spread these diseases. They have homelessness problems in places like Seattle, shared needles, filthy streets, feces running in the streets of San Francisco, bad public health policies. It's a disaster in many of these liberal cities. On top of that, again, you have shared public transportation. People don't typically own their own private cars. They share transportation. And these are sanctuary cities where infected migrants are likely to go to. On the other side of this, if there is an economic impact from this outbreak, then that's going to hurt Trump. Because as I said in the story, I believe that President Trump has foolishly tied himself to one number in America, and that's the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which by itself is very one-dimensional. It doesn't really cover the full economy, what's really happening. I mean, there's a lot of good news in America. Unemployment rate has plummeted, especially among minority groups. But the stock market is a bubble. It is going to correct at some point. If this pandemic accelerates that correction, then that will be used to hammer Trump, and people might start to lose faith in the Trump administration if he can't keep that stock market sky high all the way through November. So there, maybe these are a wash. Maybe these risks balance each other out. It's hard to say, but I think we have to be asking right now, and you know, here on your show, this is the first time we're talking about it publicly on any broadcast, how will this impact the election? And there were 26 Democrat senators who wrote a letter to President Trump, an urgent letter, I think just 2 days ago, saying that they need more funding to combat this virus. So far, President Trump has really not done much about this, and I think he needs to get out in front of this very quickly. He has ordered the research, as you know, to find out if this was genetically engineered. We already know that's the case. We don't know if the government's going to cover that up. At least Trump is doing something, but he needs to get out in front of this and say to the American people, it's not a bad idea to get prepared. It's not a bad idea to think about maybe you have to keep your kids home from school if there's an outbreak in your community. You know, but so far he's not doing any of that. I think he doesn't want to cause panic. So we're still far away from the election. We're going to see how this plays out. By the way, 355 people now confirmed infected on the Diamond Princess cruise ship. Now think about this. They're getting infected because they're sharing the same air on that ship. It's not a level 4 biohazard quarantine center. It's a floating clinic now, basically. People keep getting infected. And here's a problem, Alex. They're going to release people from that quarantine on February 19th in 3 days. They're going to release people who do not yet show signs. Well, what if that person got infected today or tomorrow? They would only be in day 2 or day 3 of the incubation period. They would have full-blown symptoms maybe 2 weeks later, but they're going to be released on February 19th. Some of them are Americans, and they're choosing to fly back on commercial airlines in first-class seats rather than take the evacuation flights that are currently being chartered by the United States government. The evacuation participants will suffer another quarantine in the United States 14 more days after they come back, at least according to early reports. But these other people who are released on February 19th, they will have no quarantine. They will be able to fly commercially and come back to U.S. airports and go back to their homes in U.S. cities all across the country with no monitoring until they start to show symptoms. So I think this is a critical mistake. This is how these things happen. Bad mistakes. The CDC has already screwed up once. They sent a quarantine person home, accidentally realized that they should have been back in the quarantine center. There was a lab mix-up. You know, you covered that, I think, earlier in the week. And then they had to come back into the quarantine. So we're starting to see mistakes being made. Not even to cover deliberate cover-ups that may be taking place, but just mistakes will cause this to spread everywhere. Just jump in whenever you want. I'm going to keep going until you do.
Oh, no, Mike, that's why you're here. I want you to lay all this out. Nobody's laying out more comprehensive, more accurate information. We're blessed to have you.
Well, look, I'm honored to be here, and Bill Gates now says 10 million people could be killed in Africa alone. Of course, a lot of people are going to find that ironic given the depopulation, you know, agenda of Bill Gates and so on. But he's talking about just Africa. Now, Ethiopia Airlines is continuing to take flights directly from China because, you know, they take money from China. They don't want to insult China, so they haven't cut off the flights. Ethiopia and other African nations, I mean, in Egypt now we have a confirmed case. Many of these nations are not in any way equipped to deal with this outbreak, and they will simply just refuse to test for it. And that way they don't have to report any numbers. An outbreak in Africa, Bill Gates, he's saying it could kill 10 million people. He knows the real number is more like 100 million. He's being very conservative. This could be a real wipeout of millions of people, tens of millions of people across the world in Africa.
Well, something big's going on because, and yes, I'm selling terrible food. I always am. It's the highest quality. It's the best. We've still got it on hand. Others don't. But we know the other big suppliers really are sold out. We know they're selling out to FEMA and the federal government.
Yes.
We know that.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm so concerned is we're seeing real governmental action behind the scenes.
So what we're seeing from our commercial suppliers in very fascinating conversations is that all the commercial buyers are now rejecting supplies from China, which means they're now starting to source food supplies from other non-China sources, which are being really wiped out very quickly. As an example, just 2 days ago, we purchased the last 5,000 pounds of organic millet that's available in North America. And we were told by our supplier, that's it. No more millet till the next season because now everybody's shifting away from China. So we have this massive movement in the food industry, which is why it's great that your suppliers have supplies locked up, probably contractually locked up, you know, for many, many months. They can still supply food. Most people cannot.
That's starting to run out, too, though. That's what's scary is food sales aren't going down after a month of panic buying. They're actually going up now again to record levels, and that's because institutions, corporations, and government are buying everything up. My Patriot isn't selling out to government. That's their policy, but we've seen massive buying by government agencies and others. That means they believe something big is coming. I hope that's not the case. I hope it's just a backup. But again, Mike, the insane response that you have seen to this by China, is it just a power grab by Xi Jinping? What's the real death numbers? What's the real projections now?
Well, according to my estimates, just based on analysis, there are at least now 250,000 people infected and probably over 25,000 deaths. Those might be off by a factor of 10. It might be 10 times higher. We just don't know yet. But look, the real play here is that China now wants to export these infections to other countries so that China doesn't get the blame for the global pandemic that's coming. I have no question, no doubt, China is trying to export infections to Taiwan, to Hawaii, to Malaysia, Singapore, Japan, so that China doesn't get the blame. They already convinced the WHO to change the name of the virus away from the Wuhan pneumonia coronavirus to COVID-19, which doesn't have the word China in it, by the way. They're trying to rewrite history. They're trying to blame America. If they can cause an outbreak in America, they can say, look, even the CDC couldn't control this. How could you expect us in China to control it? So this is getting to a very dangerous biological weapons stage. China already put a Chinese citizen that was infected on a Taiwan evacuation flight to try to sneak that person into
Taiwan.
And
by the way, Mike, we were skeptics of China's official story going back a month ago. We were attacked.
That's right.
They called for us to be censored even more off the internet because we dared question the official story. Now it turns out we were right yet again, which is why it's so important to keep InfoWars and Natural News on the air and why the listeners are so amazing, because we're here to challenge the official narrative and bring you all the intel that's available that they're just covering up. We'll be right back. Final segment straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have it in the 3-ounce and the 1-ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the nano silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high-quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the nano silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the nano silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We know there's a depopulation agenda. We know that they are developing deadly biological weapons under the guise of bioweapons protection all over the world. And we know this virus is man-made. It's got the injection points where it leaves the signature of exactly what was done and how it was done. And you think of, again, somebody's had open-heart surgery, you see a big scar. And they can x-ray it and see where the chest was cut open and where it was stapled back together. Or you can see a woman that's had breast implants. They either went in through the front or they go in under the bottom. You know she's had breast implants. Well, when stuff's microscopic, it's even easier to see. Because it's so little and you're trying to inject something into it, it's got a big old smashed inside. And it's got the RNA sleeves still touching it. So, it's fake. It's been manipulated, and they're introducing it to us, I think, is the new global fear every year, and it's going to mutate and get worse. We already know it is, with reinfection and causing heart attacks. And so the flu doesn't scare us enough to take the vaccines. This is a man-made weapon to make us take vaccines. I've studied it. I've looked at it every angle. Mike's held back a lot and says, well, clearly it's released and they're using it as a power grab, but it looks like it escaped. You know what? I don't think it escaped. I think they released it. Now, that's speculation. Now, I'm not saying Mike's wrong. Either way, you've got all these governments agreeing with each other and they're getting a vaccine, but, oh, you got to wait 18 months. Oh, they're going to hurry it up and have it next year. This is bad, and it pisses me off, and that's where I stand on this. Mike Adams, what do you think?
I agree with you now. My assessment has changed in the last week. I believe this was also a deliberate release. That's interesting. Just said that. I believe that it was introduced possibly by an agent working in that virology lab in Wuhan, but it was...
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Now the scientist that reportedly stole it from Canada is dead.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other people are getting killed. I'm sorry. There's just so many angles here.
No, exactly. Well, look, this achieves all of the top goals of the globalists. Think about this. I don't think anybody's put all these pieces together. It's not just depopulation, but every government in the world is about to go broke from debt spending. They need a scapegoat. Sure, it would be great to blame a virus for the economic collapse that's about to happen everywhere because of the global debt pyramid that Max Keiser was just talking about an hour ago, by the way, and he's correct on all that. Also, think about this. What's driving governments broke? Entitlement programs to retired people who no longer pay taxes but have huge costs to the governments in terms of Medicare, Social Security, pensions. If they could come up with a way to kill off mostly elderly people, wow, that would sure save governments of the world, including America, Canada, the UK, China, everywhere, billions, I mean hundreds of maybe trillions of dollars over a few years. What an amazing coincidence that this is happening. And they get to roll out a medical martial law police state, and they get to censor people who are anti-vaccine, saying that you're responsible for causing all these deaths because you didn't promote the vaccine. I mean, think about all that this accomplishes. This is sort of a globalist dream come true. It hits on all these notes, and that's why I think this is no longer a coincidence. I don't think it's an accident anymore. I think it was engineered, and it's made to look like an accident. But for whatever reason, they chose China. Maybe some globalists want to get rid of the communists first, but they knew this was going to spread globally. They knew this could not be contained. And now that we have the CDC admitting that is coming to America in what they call community outbreaks, we know this is a global killer. And Bill Gates' 10 million number... That's best case scenario. It's more like hundreds of millions if this really infects 60% of the world population, as is predicted by some scientists like the Hong Kong doctors and scientists. I mean, we're talking about a significant reduction in human population and also complete medical martial law coming out of this and basically rewriting human history. Also talk about the upheavals, the geopolitical changes, population changes. The financial bankruptcies, the waves of that's coming globally. This is going to reconfigure our world.
Mike, you just said it, the final piece of the puzzle. And again, you've been right all along in what was coming next, and we were all hoping it was just accidentally released, because why the hell would you do it when it's so obviously a bioweapon that the Chinese have? But maybe they didn't release it. They stole it. Somebody else knew they stole it, and they released it to set them up. And Xi's just making lemonade with lemons. I mean, regardless... We've always known when the global financial collapse comes, the UN, Bill Gates, and others have said we'll keep globalism together with a global pandemic, global response to a global pandemic. And that's it. The way the central banks get out of this and blame a world financial meltdown, if not this year, next year, the year after, is with a new deadly virus. So whether it is ultra deadly or not, we know it spreads fast and is killing a lot of people. We know it's mutating. But they can tell us that whatever's killing people, whatever's going on, whatever they pull, whatever they want, is the coronavirus, and then use that as the excuse to bring down the Ponzi scheme that they themselves know they can't prop up much longer. Because we know they can't prop it up much longer.
Look, every government made entitlement promises. They absolutely cannot. They cannot pay the pensions in Illinois or the city of Chicago or even at a federal level. They cannot pay the Social Security promises. They can't pay Medicare. Look, this system ends one way or another. What the globalists have figured out here is that they can end it in a way that doesn't cast blame on them. They can find a scapegoat. How they always find a scapegoat. They had a scapegoat for the assassination of JFK. They have a scapegoat for 9/11. even though, of course, we know they allowed that attack to happen
for
all sorts of reasons, right? If not actively involved in it. But they always have a scapegoat because continuity of government is what matters to them. They, the elitists and the controllers and the bureaucrats, they want to survive.
And they have to be the savior, and they have to have their system in position to make sure we follow orders during a major war, during a major outbreak, while the UN attacks the borders and attacks the infrastructure at the very same time to bring in the collapse, but they want a controlled collapse. And I believe Trump is not working with them and has been trying to prop it up. Even though the bubble's not good, no one wants to be there when it implodes. He wants to have defeated the deep state, gotten people ready, released a bunch of suppressed technologies to try to create new economies before the collapse. And that's why things are so incredibly dangerous. Mike Adams, amazing job. Please join us again throughout the weekday. Broadcast tomorrow, the next day, whenever you can pop in. This has been some of the most important radio I think we've ever done here. And I think everybody knows truth when they hear it. We've got all the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle, and now the last pieces are plopping in. And we're not saying this to scare people. We're saying it so people can have plans, be prepared, and know how serious the situation is. Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I'm out of time, but I wanted to end with some good news. Hillary Clinton is incredibly obnoxious, and almost everyone hates her. But still, she's delusional and thinks she can win. Same thing with Bloomberg. And it's the same thing with Michael Avenatti, who was the savior of everyone and invincible, and he's God, and he's going to defeat Trump. And notice now, he's been indicted a bunch of times. He's nothing but a dirty crook. Everybody knew that, who already knew who he was, out in Los Angeles for years. And so it just shows how, yeah, evil has plans. And it seems like sometimes they're really powerful and can't be defeated. But in the end, God is in control, and these people will be defeated. So here's a boil down of the fall of their savior, Avenatti.
He's Donald Trump's worst nightmare, Michael Avenatti.
Joining us once again is Michael Avenatti.
Let's bring in Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti, Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti, thank you very much.
He's out there saving the country.
John Meacham says he may be the savior of the republic.
You are something of a folk hero now.
I owe Michael Avenatti an apology. I've been saying enough already, Michael. I've seen you everywhere. What do you have left to say? I was wrong, brother. You have a lot to say. I am just dying to hear what you think.
These people all like you.
I'm the only person right here Donald Trump fears more than Robert Miller.
We think you guys are the tip of the spear that's going to take down Donald Trump.
Michael Avenatti's a beast.
Okay, that's true.
And he,
He's a beast. I hand it to her, and I hand it to Michael Avenatti.
But he has a great, bigger calling here, that being a lawyer is minimal compared to what he's doing.
No one has talked tougher directly to Donald Trump on TV than Michael Avenatti, and Donald Trump is afraid to mention his name.
That's fascinating.
Donald Trump is terrified of Michael Avenatti.
Gives Trump a run for his money more than anybody else, Michael Avenatti.
An existential threat to the Trump presidency.
The Democrats could learn something from you. You are messing with Trump a lot more than they are.
He has no doubt created sheer panic in Donald Trump's very fragile mind.
Michael Avenatti is laying down the law as guest co-host. And is he really thinking about running for president?
One reason why I'm taking you seriously as a contender is because of your presence on cable news.
You look at the field of Democrats right now, and Avenatti's the one who stands out.
If they decide they value a fighter most,
yes,
people would be foolish to underestimate Michael Avenatti.
I have always said that they need a fighter.
Look, I mean, we're going to continue to use the media. I think we've used it with great success. All of my sexual fantasies involve handcuffs.
Yeah, he actually said that, folks. So there's their God, their Savior, their Lord, their King. He's a total joke. Just like all these other corrupt lawyers attacking Trump supporters and trying to take folks off the air, they're all going to end up just like that dirtbag, creepy porn lawyer in the dustbin of history. The globalists are over. They're finished. And so is their witch god, Hillary, and her little footstool, Bloomberg.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.